Hi, this is Deborah. So the stranger on the bus is a surprisingly common phenomenon that occurs when you meet a stranger, either on the bus or in the park or some other public place, and you wind up telling them your whole life story. It seems that believing we'll never see this person again makes us feel safe somehow to risk sharing the more intimate details of our life with them. Well, I recently had one of those experiences, only with a slightly different twist. I met a stranger on a bus whose own life story revealed to me the personal and intimate details of the extraordinarily happy and fulfilling life that's possible for me. This past weekend, on a crowded, hot, steamy bus from Pecora to Montezuma, I made my way down the aisle hoping to find an open seat. And so far that day, the trip had consisted of one taxi, two buses, and a long ferry ride. I was 5 hours into the journey by now, and this bus ride was the final leg of the trip. But I was still looking at 2 to 3 more hours of bumpy, rutted, dusty dirt roads. I was hot and tired, and I was sweaty and grimy from the road, so I was extremely happy to find an empty seat near the back of the bus. I don't know, maybe it was because I was tired. I don't know, but instead of asking her politely in Spanish if the seat was available, I simply smiled and gestured to the woman in the next seat, and she nodded. So we rode together in silence for nearly an hour before I realized she spoke fluent English. But over the course of the next 2 hours, she painted the picture for me of a life nearly identical to the one of my dreams. This woman was beautiful. Similar in height and build to me, she's about my age. She lives part-time here in Costa Rica with her sweetheart, and she and he take regular trips back to San Francisco on business, typically at alternating times. When she's in San Francisco, she meets with clients and connects with friends and family. And while here in Costa Rica, they manage a vacation rental property in the beautiful beach town of Malpais. My stranger is educated and successful. She is independent, yet partnered, living pura vida, yet professionally and financially successful. She is mature, read my age, yet youthful. She's beautiful and attractive. Basically, she is me, or everything I aspire to be. You talk about your skinny mirror. I mean, this woman seemed to embody everything I want for my life, and there she was, modeling for me a life that is not only possible for me, but easily well within my reach. It was a subtle shift for me in my perspective, but a profound realization of the assumptions I didn't even realize I'd been making. This is the very nature of the work that I do with my clients, and this beautiful stranger on the bus was a perfect illustration of why this work is so important. Even when we're extremely careful, we can get so mesmerized by our assumptions and lulled into accepting as true any one of the random thoughts that run through our head on any given day. My stranger shook me awake. She roused me from my temporary nap of consciousness and caused me to take notice of the assumptions I'd been slowly, little by little, without even noticing it, accepting as true. Her story forced me to question the limitations and the assumptions I was making up about what was true about me and what was possible for my life. You know, the thing about being an awake, aware woman in the world, one who is committed to transformation, growth, and positive change, is that just because you've awakened doesn't mean you're not in danger of being lulled right back to sleep by the subtle yet powerfully seductive messages of limitation, status quo, complacency. And this is why the work I do as a coach is so valuable, because the truth is that if any of us, even me, spends too much time alone with society's or even our own limited ideas of what's possible for our lives, we will inevitably lose our focus. We lose faith in the vision we have for the extraordinary life that's possible for us. We lose confidence in our ability to succeed and become less and less convinced that a truly extraordinary life is possible for us. It simply gets easier to allow ourselves to be lulled back to sleep. The truth is that to resist the seduction of sleep, we need a powerful antidote. So, what are these subtle assumptions you've been accepting about your own limitations? Where have you maybe fallen back to sleep? What's your definition of an extraordinary life? And what would your version of that life look like? What is the dream that you might only feel safe sharing with a stranger on the bus? My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and are ready to take the next step into living the life they really came here to live. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page, Deborah Barron Coaching. If you click on the like button, I'll send you a free copy of my new ebook entitled, What If It's True?